Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is going to be a beautimous day here. It's 52 degrees right now. Eventually, the high temperature will reach 68 degrees. The skies will be partly cloudy, and it will be a delightful day. As will tomorrow with highs of 70, a little bit warmer Friday, highs of 75 with a 50% chance for showers. Then, just in time for the weekend, partly cloudy, highs of 66. Saturday and Sunday, dry. Highs of 72 on Beat the 49ers Sunday. I guess Saturday's Beat Georgia Saturday as well. Jeannie Zeno joins us now, professor of political science at Iona College. Hey, Jeannie, how are you?
Good. How are you doing besides bragging about the weather? We're very cold up here.
Where are you?
We're about 35 degrees right now. It's pitiful.
Where is that?
In New York.
Oh, I'd love it. That, to me, is perfect. You said 35 and raining?
No, it's clear now. It's clear now. We did have some snow. We got hit by that storm, but not nearly as bad as New England.
I'd love it. Anyway, let's talk about the impeachment report that was released yesterday. I went online and, you know, doing some homework, as I always do. Fox News didn't even have a story on it on their website. The other media outlets did. When it broke, I was watching MSNBC, and they were breathlessly picking out pages and reading it, and I flipped over to Fox, and they weren't even talking about it. So is that pretty well reflective of the country, Jeannie, as it relates to conservative and liberals?
I think it is. I think you've got a large swath of the country that's not paying as much attention to this right now, and you've seen the poll numbers have moved in the president's favor as this has gone on, and yet you've got a really active, energized left wing of the Democratic Party and some moderates who really do want to see this thing through. And I think the challenge for the Democrats as they go into the Judiciary Committee today in this new phase of this impeachment inquiry is they've got to change the hearts and minds in the middle of the country, meaning the moderate independent voters, because if they can't do that, they will not bring any Republicans over, and this will remain seen by many people as a purely partisan exercise, and that is going to be difficult for Democrats going forward.
Jeannie Zeno, I might add, had one of her tweets retweeted by the president himself, so before you start getting on your, you know, picking a side horse, the president found something that Jeannie said to be notable and retweeted it. So when it comes to the report, did we learn anything new?
I don't think we learned much new from the report. You know, the one sort of big new detail that was included there was these phone calls. They got access to phone records, and there were many, many calls between Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney, the White House, and others. And there was this mysterious call that has not been identified, or series of calls to a number listed as -1. And there is supposition based on the fact we've seen that before in earlier reports by Mueller that may be the president's number, an indication of the president's call with Giuliani. So right up to the period in which these phone calls were occurring with the Ukrainian president, there was this flurry of activity these phone calls show. Beyond the phone calls, I'm not sure we learned much new because, of course, they had 12 witnesses testify in public for over 2 weeks. So we knew much of what was going to be said in this report. It's really an opportunity for Democrats to lay out what they think went wrong, why they think it's problematic, and to hand it over to the Judiciary Committee to write up these articles of impeachment. And we shouldn't forget the minority did have a chance, and they did release a minority report, which I don't think has gotten as much attention, where they refute what happened and what the Democrats say happened. So both sides issued these reports in the last day or so.
We're going to take a break, pick it up. Maybe we'll come back. One thing, Jeannie, that got my attention was Rudy Giuliani, you're talking about that call log, calling the Office of Management and Budget. And, of course, this whole thing's about military aid to Ukraine and quid pro quo, and do you think there was or there wasn't? And even if there was, is it illegal, high crime, misdemeanor? And we're going to go through all of that next half hour about the process, but I don't know why the president's lawyer would be calling the Office of Management and Budget and why they'd take his call. We'll pick it up here. We come back, 8:20, time now, traffic, WWL. 8:24 now, talking to Jeannie Zeno, our friend, professor of political science at Iona College. And I think it's notable to mention that one of her tweets was retweeted by the president himself, because that doesn't happen to everybody. So, Jeannie, one thing that did kind of make me think yesterday was a call or calls from Rudy Giuliani to the Office of Management and Budget. And, of course, this is all about aid to Ukraine. The Office of Management and Budget is naturally comprised of people. Why would the president's lawyer be talking to them? Do you have any ideas on that?
We don't know. And that was one of the things that was new yesterday. We mentioned with this report yesterday, we mentioned that the really only new area was the call logs, and it showed frequent phone calls or at least frequent contact between Giuliani and the White House Office of Management and Budget, which is unusual because Giuliani is the president's private attorney. He's not a government employee. And of course, the argument on the Democrat side is that this is the same office, Management and Budget, which froze the aid to the Ukraine, the $391 million in aid that Congress had allotted for Ukraine. So, but again, I think we have to be very, very cautious here. It is, you know, it raises serious questions, as you mentioned. It paints a damaging picture, but we haven't heard from the other side. We don't know if there is some explanation. You know, I don't want to concoct one in my head and put it out there, but the president has not responded on this as far as I know. Giuliani has declined to comment, but when the president and his team get a chance to respond, there may be an explanation. We really don't know, but it is a damaging picture until we hear if there was some reason that the Giuliani would have been in contact. But that is the picture the Democrats are trying to paint, is that in the lead up to this call and even afterwards, Giuliani was, without being a government employee, without having security clearance, he was actively involved, they're arguing on behalf of the president directly, in trying to strong arm Ukraine, freezing this aid, and trying to force them to hold this investigation.
While not a trivial matter, I think I look at that as a matter of trivia, because ultimately I don't think anything's going to change. The Republicans can prove, the Democrats, if they can prove certain things, but it would have to be something pretty bad in order for any of the Democrats, Republicans in the Senate to break ranks, would it not?
It would. I mean, and I think really telling was somebody like Representative Hurd, a moderate Republican. And if we were going to see movement in the Intelligence Committee, for instance, it would have been with Hurd. He has publicly stated he was not moved by the testimony, by all the witnesses he heard, both in public and private, to change his mind on the issue of impeachment. So I think unless you see movement amongst those moderates, this will remain a partisan vote out of, intelligence into judiciary and then onto the floor, and probably if it goes that far into the Senate. And that has a real, real problem. I think the other problem is that, you know, Democrats appear to be moving this very, very quickly from my perspective. You know, to tell the president he's got 2 days to, you know, put forward witnesses, respond to their inquiries. You know, you get 2 days, more than 2 days to schedule, you get your car serviced. Mm-hmm. You know, this is very, very fast. And the reason they're doing this is all politics. I do need to get my car serviced, so I raised that. But
I had mine done yesterday, and there was a little dispute about who scheduled it between the three writers. So,
and you probably had more time than the president's team did to respond to the Judiciary Committee. So I do think that that also raises a lot of questions. Democrats are clearly on a political time frame. They want to wrap this up before Christmas, give it to the Senate, and get back on the campaign trail. And when you're talking about something as serious as impeachment, you've got to be able to move beyond those sort of immediate political concerns. I don't think Democrats have shown they can do that at this point.
Susan Collins, quickly, we only have 30 seconds here, and Murkowski, what are they saying on this? Do you know?
They have said that they're going to keep an open mind. They're jurors, and, they're going to hear the evidence and then make a decision. But I don't think they would be two women, two senators to look at for any movement on Republicans, and we haven't seen any yet. Also, Mitt Romney as well, he hasn't moved on it.
That's why I was asking the litmus paper. Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate your time, as always.
Have a great day. Take care.
You too. Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College. again, it's not a trivial matter, but I asked as a matter of trivia because I don't think anything's going to change. But I would like to know why Rudy Giuliani was talking to the Office of Management and Budget, although I don't know that they know, or perhaps they do, what extension he spoke to or whatever. But he was a citizen at that point and still is a citizen, the president's private attorney. All right, more when we come back. We'll talk about the impeachment procedure. Right now, time for WWL First News with Chris Miller.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.